We are holding on Daf Zayinam Beis. We are at the word Gufa at the two dots. So we're going to go back to what Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav that we had quoted previously on Amud Aleph. Gufa Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Amar Rav. Bayis Shein Tocha Asara Vekiruyo Mashlima La Asara Al Gago Motel Zalto Bekulo Betocho in Metalzen Bo Ela Ba'ar Ba'amos. If you have a house that from the inside its walls do not measure 10 Tvachim tall, but from the outside, when you take into account the thickness of the ceiling, it does measure 10 Tvachim tall. So on the inside, it's not considered Rishus Yachid because it doesn't have mechitos that are outside Tvachim. So you're only allowed to carry up until 4 amos. But on the roof of it, it is considered Rishus Yachid because it does measure 10 Tvachim. Amar Abayi, v'im chakak bo arba'a al arba'a v'yishlima la'asara. But if you hollow out by digging in the floor of the house a space that's 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim that will now be mashlim, it's deep enough that when you combine the depth of the bar that you're digging out with the height of the walls, it will now equal 10 tefachim, then mutil tzalav v'kula. That will turn it into a shos yachid, and you can carry in the whole house. My time. Well, why does that work? Have a chore rishos hayachid, the chore rishos hayachid, k'r shos hayachid damu. Even the area around what you dug out, which is not surrounded by 10 tefach high walls, that's considered to be like a space right off of a rishos hayachid, like the holes of a rishos hayachid. And the holes of a rishos hayachid also have a status of a rishos hayachid. So what about the Chori Rishos Rabim? Abaye Amar Rishos Rabim Damu. Abaye says they have the status of Rishos Rabim. Rav Amar Lav Rishos Rabim Damu. They don't have the status of Rishos Rabim. Amale Rav La Abaye. So Rav challenges Abaye. Lidi Dach Damu Chori Rishos Rabim Rishos Rabim Damu. Maishna Mehaduchi Asa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Nitzucha Elul Keren Zabes Asmuchu Rishos Rabim. Vetahave Kichori Rishos Rabim. So Rav challenges Abaye. You say that Chori Rishos Rabim have a status of Rishos Rabim. So when we say the din of Chori, why is that any different than what we said in the previous Amud, that when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that the Braisa that talks about places that are a Carmelis added, after it gives a whole bunch of examples of Carmelis, added the word Carmelis to include another type of Rishos, which is if a person recesses his house back off of the Rishos HaRabim, then the place that's in front of his house that the Rabim will sometimes walk in has a din of a Carmelis. Why would it have a din of a Carmelis? It should have a din of a Chorei Rishos HaRabim, because it's a place right off of a Rishos HaRabim. It says, when you're talking about the Keren Zavis, where the guy has backed up his house, it's not pleasant for the rabbin to use that area, so it's not really considered a chorishos rabbin. But over here, by real chorishos rabbin, it's easy for people to use it and to just put their objects in there in these little holes, these little cubbies in the rishos rabbin, and therefore it has the status of a rishos rabbin. So Abaye, Rava challenges Abaye further. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah much later on in Daf Kuf, Hazorik Arva Amos Bekosel. You throw an object for Amos and Rishos Rabim, and it sticks to a wall. L'malamei Asara Kizorik Ba'avir. If it sticks to a wall more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's as if you threw it in the avir of Rishos Rabim, and you're going to be L'malamei Asara Kizorik Ba'avir. If you threw it into the air, and you're going to be potter because the Rishos Rabim does not extend more than 10 tefachim off the ground. But L'matamei Asara Tefachim Kizorik Ba'aretz. That if you threw it and it's stuck against the wall less than 10 tefachim off the ground, then it's like you threw it on the ground of the Rishos Rabim, and you're going to be chayiv. And we ask about that, but wait a second. Don't you need, in order to be chayiv, don't you need a hanacha? And if it's sticking to the surface of a wall, but it never really landed, you never had a hanacha. We're talking about a fig that is very sticky, and it actually sticks onto the wall. So that is a hanacha. If you're going to say, why do you have to say that it's something that sticks to the surface surface of the wall. You could just as easily say that it's something that there was a little hole in the wall, and it landed in that hole in the wall without sticking to anything, and that would have a status of a chori rishus rabin, which is considered rishus rabin. So and the Gemara says two ways to answer this. Zimni mishani leishani tzor v'chefetz demahad va'asi, that a rock or something like that, which is not sticky, will often bounce back when you throw it. It wouldn't land in a hole in the wall. Zimni mishani, and sometimes he would answer him because of the sechor. They were talking about a wall that doesn't have any holes, so that's why it's not a possibility. But otherwise, in a chinami, that too would be considered a violation of being mavid dal amos rishus rabin. If you throw something for amos rishus rabin and it lands in a hole in the wall in the rishus rabin, Abai says even further, mimai, how do I know that we're talking about a wall that doesn't have any hole in it? We said that if it lands more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's like you threw it in the air where you're going to be potter. But if there are holes in the wall, why is it like it's zorik ba'avir? There's actually a hanacha. It rests inside the chor of the wall. And it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so it should have a status of rishus hayachid. And you should invite the b'chayim for throwing something from rishus ram to rishus yachid. The chitema, masnisin, the lesbu, arbal, arba. And if you can say, no, we're talking about a wall that's less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and that's why it's not considered to be rishus yachid, even if it does land in a hole. Vamrav yudam rav chia, zarak lemalame asar tefachim, v'halchav v'nechav b'chor kolshu. If you throw something and it goes into a hole that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, banu l'machlokas ram meir ravanan. Then we're entering into the machlok, if it's less than 4 by 4 tefachim wide, the space that it lands, but it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, we're entering into the machlok, between the meir and the rabanan. The meir savar chok in l'hashlim. The meir holds that even though the hole itself is doesn't have a shear that's rightly for a chiyuv mezuzah. I mean, when it talks about, there's a braisa in Yuman, Dafir Aleph, that talks about the chiyuv of mezuzah, that even though the doorway itself doesn't have the proper shear of a doorway for a chiyuv mezuzah, but if the wall you could hollow it out to make a shir mezuzah, chokin, we view it as if it's hollowed out. Lahashlim, to be mashlim, the shear of 4 tefachim wide by 10 tefachim high, which is the shear of a doorway for mezuzah. Rabbanan savri, ain chokin lahashlim. And the Rabbanan say, no, you look at how much is already hollowed out. You do not pretend that more is hollowed out to create a chiv mezuzah. So over here as well, this wall has a hole in it, but it's less than 4 by 4 tefachim. So according to our mayor, you're going to be chayiv because chokik in lahashlim. You consider the wall as if it were fully hollowed out, and that there is a 4 by 4 tefachim space, and therefore the item has rested in what's considered rishus yachid. And the chum would say you're potter because you do not consider it as if it was hollowed out, and therefore it does not have 4 by 4 tefachim, and it did not rest in the makom chashuv. So even if you say that the Mishnah is talking about a hole that's less than 4 by 4 tefachim, it's still a kashuv. Why do we say that if you're zorik lemalmei asar tefachim, it's as if you're zorik ba'avir and you're potter? The Mishnah is a stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is supposed to follow a meir. According to a meir, you should be chayiv because chokim lahashlim, it should have a status of rishus hayachid. So it says more elav shmamina the kosel delas pechor. That we must be talking about a kosel that does not have a hole shmamina, and that in fact is a raya. Says Gemara a little weiter now. Gufa, Amrav Chista, Na'at Chanab Rishos HaYachid V'Zarak. If a person sticks a pole in Rishos HaYachid, V'Zarak V'Nachal Gavav, and he throws an object from Rishos HaYachid that rests on top of that pole, Afilu Gavav Me'a Amach Chayiv, even if it's 100 Amos tall, it's Chayiv, Me'a Rishos HaYachid, all out of the Rekia, because Rishos HaYachid goes all the way out of the Rekia. Now, a pole typically does not have a space, does not have a surface that's 4 by 4 Tfachim. So you see from Rav Chista that you don't need a Hanacha on a space that's 4 by 4 tefachim in Rishos Yachid in order to be chayiv. So lema Rav Chista da amar karevi. Maybe Rav Chista is following the shita of Rebbe. Titanya zarak v'nachal gabe ziz kol shehu. If you throw something and it lands on a little ledge, Rebbe mechayiv. Rebbe says that's enough. It doesn't need to land on a place that's 4 by 4. V'chacham pochim, and the chum say that you're going to be pater. Some Abaye says no. But Rishos Yachid is called emel pligi. Rav Chista. Everyone agrees that Rishos Yachid does not need a makam of Dalit al David. Elaha chadila nomid versus yachid v'nofo notel versus harabim v'zarek v'nacha nofo. The whole machlokas is only if you have a tree that's in a rishos Hayachid, and its branch extends out into a Rishos HaRabim, and what you threw landed on the branch. The Rebbe Savar Amin Shadi Nofer Basi Yikaro. Rebbe says that we assume that the Nof follows the trunk of the tree, and we view the top of the tree as like the trunk itself, and since the trunk itself is a Rishos HaYachid, the branch is also considered Rishos HaYachid, so you threw something from Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaYachid, and therefore Chayid. We don't say that you view the branch as if it's like the trunk of the tree, and therefore the object that you threw is actually in the Rosh Hashanah, and you are in fact going to be Pater. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the two dots on Chasam Lalef at Amar Abaye.